Our guest analyst this afternoon, Bob Liebach, president of RML Trading. Bob, like I said, was saying, a little better day today across these grain and livestock markets.
Yep, everything seems to go in the same direction. Stock market last night started off steady, had about a $780 or 80-point sell-off, and rallied, sold off. Now we're actually trading plus on the Dow, about 240 points. And then the grain market, some demand being stimulated here with the rush on the grocery stores, I guess, toilet paper, water, and I guess they've been grabbing bread and meats also. So we had some demand show up here for milling flour, that type of thing. So we got the wheat market up 20 in Kansas, 26 Chicago, Minneapolis up a dime. Also some talk that China might be buying some hard wheats. And also the meal taking a leadership also there. And corn even had an up day, kind of following along with the crude, which is up about $5 today. So positive across the board. We got cattle limit up, feeder cattle limit up, and the hogs were up about $3 at one point. Looks like they're going to be up about $1.80 on the day.
Yeah, I guess the old adage, the best cure for low prices is low prices, probably coming true here again.
Yep, and like I said, we just seem to follow the stock market for the most part. Now, today we did get some demand news with what I'd mentioned there prior, so that reflected in the markets moving up here today. So tomorrow will be a Friday, and the next thing that will be talked about here beyond the coronavirus and the stock market will be the acreage report on Tuesday the 31st.
Tell you what, normally we'd be talking a lot about that, but that thunder seems to have gotten stolen here.
Yep, not some private analysts will be coming out now next week with their guesstimates. And, of course, we know that it's going to be up because last year with the preventive plant, and it just kind of depends on what kind of weather we get between now and normal planting dates.
Yeah, and typically, too, for the farmers up in this part of the country, usually we'll get the planting intentions report, and then we decide what to plant, it seems like, up here.
Yeah, some of that, and then, of course, we have harvest going on, too, so that's going to play in. Granted, they may get their corn off, but then the stocks are there, and what kind of weather we're going to have to get the ground fit for planting and what's going to have to be done to get that taken care of.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anything else we need to be talking about?
No, it's been pretty wild, I'll tell you, with the stock market. I mean, everything up until about 3.5 weeks ago and all this coronavirus has just really put a kibosh into the economy.
Bob Liebach at RML Trading.